This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Youth sports leagues in Colorado will need to run background checks on coaches and chaperones under a bill headed to the governor. Anyone with a history of child abuse or sexual misconduct will be barred. The sports safety bill has exceptions for coaches, family members, and some volunteers. However, those people must be supervised at all times. The bill also requires that all youth sporting events have someone present who is trained to perform CPR. Colorado schools could soon be required to provide free menstrual products to students. State lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would eventually require products in school bathrooms. They're also putting more money into a grant to help rural and low-income schools pay for these products. Colorado cannabis companies will pay less in taxes if the federal government moves to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The move would classify cannabis alongside prescription drugs like Tylenol with codeine. It would still be illegal at the federal level, but the change would get rid of part of the tax code that stops marijuana companies from deducting business expenses. Native Root Director of Public Affairs Liz Zukowski says lower tax bills means companies could invest more in things like employee benefits and store improvements.
When we really look at the amount that we are being taxed, we're operating on razor-thin margins right now.
Zukowski expects the proposal will be finalized sometime this summer. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Western Colorado University has earned a federal designation for its cyber defense curriculum. The Excellence in Cyber Defense recognition comes from the National Security Administration. The Gunnison-based university offers bachelor's degrees in information security. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for listening.